Midday time is 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden. Roberta Fasinelli is in the Colorado mountains, down the Colorado River she goes, in fact, for a couple of weeks.
Have we heard from her at all? Have we heard a peep?
Not. I sent her an email and I did not get a response.
Remember she posted on Facebook the other day that she was having a steak salad at the Sizzler or something like that?
If
she can do that, she ought to be able
Cracker
to get
Barrel.
Her email.
Let's see if she's checked in on Facebook recently. Nope, the Cracker Barrel steak salad is the last thing.
Last post. So she could be at the bottom of the Colorado River for all we know.
Yeah, I'm sure she is.
Not,
I mean, not
like
the
that.
Bottom of the Colorado River. Right. But,
still breathing, just rowing.
Normally, Uri Geller is here with us, but he's somewhere in deepest, darkest Ukraine or someplace, wherever he is.
Somewhere.
Maybe he's working on a new plot for 24.
He could be doing that.
He could be in Sangala.
He could be with Roberta, for all I know. Your key to the universe. Choices that you make.
Mm-hmm.
If you are, and this is sort of a backflash to a couple of things. Normally, each conversational hour that we have stands on its own, because some people only listen to an hour. Some people can carry the program here and there. A lot of folks download. They may listen to 1 hour on their way to work, and they download another hour and listen to it on the way home from work. All that stuff is cool. But in dealing with trying to keep people focused, I don't like to confuse people, although I'm accused of that from time to time, because my mind seems to go from one thing to another with rapidity. Now, having said that, we are talking about the brain today, sort of as a theme. We had Dr. David Perlmutter on, and you'll be able to download that. It's hour number 2 of Good Day to hear him talk about what is going on in the world of brain function.
It'll also be in the audio highlights section right there on the front of the webpage.
Right.
Make it easy for you.
As well. So we're going to be joined later in this hour by Jeb Putzier, who used to be a player with the Denver Broncos and Houston. So he was a college athlete as well. He has serious brain injuries and wants to talk about athletes with brain problems and what the resolve, the fix is. Fix is not to stop playing. The fix is to be smart and not let yourself get into a problem or protect yourself as much as possible one way or another. So as the schools get back into session, most of the football teams, the high school football teams, are practicing, I think, as of this week. Most of their games begin after Labor Day and go through Thanksgiving. So we have a lot of focus on that. And it's, I think, an appropriate conversation. I just want you to know all the facts. I'll tell you what I would do in the case if it were me, and I tell you what you with your options, you can figure out your own options one way or another. But not to discuss this is criminal, in my opinion. This is a very important thing for families, for people. It's as big a problem. We spend so much time talking about obesity and what children are eating and what adults are eating. I noticed Dr. Ken had posted on his website the story about obesity being important for pregnant. If you're a woman and you have been obese and then you get pregnant, your child's risk of getting asthma is quadrupled or something. It's just amazing what all that stuff and how many people experience this going through. I mean, and you don't even think about it. Again, back to when I was in the womb, my mother was a smoker. What did that do to me? That could be the reason that I am the way that I am.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is that I am, I am is what I am. All right, so that's important information. Here's something that you may or may not have heard, the new Facebook law. The Facebook law is kids go back to school.
Mm-hmm.
Missouri has outlawed any contact between teachers. We've talked about this.
Yeah, I think this is weird.
So here's a teacher that is now starting a class action lawsuit.
Uh-oh.
The law to keep teachers from contacting their students being challenged in court. Keeps teachers that have children from being, it actually, what has happened here as a result of this is adults who happen to be teachers can't be in contact with their own children under this law. Can you imagine that? You cannot contact your own children online legally if you're a teacher.
Are you kidding? Even if you're the parent?
No, that's how stupid these laws are and how little thought goes into actually putting the stuff.
That's awesome.
That's so
you
dumb.
Can't, if you're a parent and that's you happen fantastic. To be a teacher, you can't contact your children on Facebook according to this law.
I love
you know,
it.
Every kid whose mom is, you know, Mrs. Jones from sixth grade.
My sister's a teacher.
Yeah.
My sister is a middle school history teacher and has been all of her.
Does she Facebook?
Yeah. She follows us on Facebook, and her kids follow us on Facebook. And
my mom uses it to communicate with her students because she knows that's where they all are. So she'll remind them about assignments that are due, different things like that.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yep.
All right, here's the karma story, or as they say here in New England, the karma story of the day.
Karma.
Here's the story from Tacoma, Washington at DougStefan.com. You can check this out. The driver who flipped off another driver lost control of her car, caused an accident, and she was deemed at fault.
Was this the flipper or the flippy?
No, the flipper got into the accident.
Okay.
She flipped off. Is that where'd that come from, by the way? The expression flipping somebody off.
What I don't understand is where flipping the bird came from.
Right. I know. Yeah, exactly.
Let me look.
This is not a bird.
Everybody's heard about the bird. Bird. So this woman, anyway, this is State Route 512 in Tacoma, Washington. She lost control of her car. She gave the bird to this 23-year-old woman driving a 2004 Taurus. Sort of serves her right. Traveling eastbound next to a Subaru Outback.
Uh-oh.
She wanted to get over to the right lane, but it was occupied, so she flipped off the driver of the Outback. As she was doing so, she lost control of her car, hit the back end of the Outback, ran off the road, and rolled over. She ended up in a ditch. Three people taken to the hospital, minor injuries,
Okay.
So she's been charged with reckless driving. Story of
Why can't people just take a breath and slow down? You know, road
people
rage
are so angry about everything.
Well, when you're
angry,
I used to think about this. I mean, when you're young and just full of it, you know. I mean, you're running around like, "You can't do that to me. I'm gonna get you." And
10 minutes earlier, my goodness.
Yeah, now I'm like, yeah, whatever.
I've said dumb so many times today. I swear, I just am over it. People are just crazy.
Whatever.
Crazy.
I can't find anywhere where the etymology of flip the bird is.
So you can't figure out. Anybody
Isn't
know?
That a funny one?
800-510-8255. We'll guard this carefully. But if you know how that got started, who was the first person flip somebody off? Yeah, ask that question on Facebook. The question today at the poll at DougStefan.com has to do with politicians. A lot of focus on their taking time off this time of year. So I want to know how much vacation time you get. I was going to ask more people that we've talked to on the air today about this, just as an ancillary question as part of a greater conversation. 800-510-8255. How much vacation time do you get this year, and have you taken it? Richie, you have you sort of take it when you...
I mean, officially in the books.
Nobody watches you.
Yeah. I get a month.
Do you?
Now, do I take it? No.
No.
I might take 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I take usually one-week thing, and then I just take a bunch of 2 and 3 day things.
Yeah. Jennifer, what about you?
I, too, get a month off, I think, officially. I don't know. I mean, I've been working since I was 12. I don't know where that puts me.
Right. Me, too.
In my company handbook.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Seeing as it's your company.
But I believe that it is a month, yes.
Yeah, okay. I don't understand the concept of it myself. I never have. And it's obvious that I don't get
it.
Because
the concept of vacation?
I don't get it. I don't see. The only thing that happens that I used to see happen with people that I know that took vacations, they just did different things. That's all. They were still busy and active.
Let me ask you something. I actually thought about you when I was on vacation.
Did you, Richie? Congratulations. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And here's why I thought about you. Now, I don't want to get you sad or anything like that.
Sorry, Richie.
But I was making memories with my kids.
Uh-huh.
Do you have those memories with your kids?
Yep, that's one thing that I did. Not as much as I, you know, the old thing, how much time do you spend? What do you do? But then we have lots of things we laugh about from when the children were small.
So you would take them on little trips?
Yeah. We used to go off of
you
the
didn't
Florida,
take that,
West Coast.
When your kids grew up, they don't remember that annual trip to this beach every year.
They sort of remember the annual trip down to Florida to see Grandpa.
Okay.
They remember trips that Megan and Brenda and I spent a whole week taking a train. We went to California, and we actually went twice. Once we went, the local television celebrity used to bring a busload of people, put them on a plane, fly them out to Disneyland, and I brought the kids out there when they were, Brendan was probably 5, Megan was 8, maybe, and Megan to this day would love to tell you about Knott's Berry Farm and all the blueberry and whatever boysenberry stuff that we got while we were there. And then I took them on a trip to Vancouver to the World's Fair when Megan was probably 12 or 13. It's one of the days she remembers most because Brendan was sick. And Bob Kay was running a radio station in Seattle, so we stayed at his house. And Brendan stayed there because he was sick. And Megan and I got on the little boat, the little plane that came out of Lake Union and flew up among the islands to get to Vancouver to go to the World's Fair for a day. And to this day, she will tell you, it was one of the most exciting, fun days in her life. And it was a neat, neat thing.
Can I give you a piece of advice from someone who's much younger than you?
Please.
I think that you should take Megan and her husband and Brendan and Tony, and I think you guys should go on a little weekend vacation together.
Well,
you guys probably haven't done that in 100 years.
We do. Actually, we I don't know if taken going. We spend Christmas the day before, the day after.
Right. But that's
together.
In L.A. That's in your homeland.
Yeah, you don't go anywhere. Yeah.
Even just drive an hour. Just go to San Diego or Santa Barbara or something
actually,
like that.
Actually, Tony and Megan did it the other day. They took the dogs up to a dog park that Megan especially likes in Santa Barbara. Just drive up for the day. Take Tony's dog and her and Megan's dog and her and they went up and had
change of scenery.
It's all about making memories. You always look at vacation like this, people who don't want to work thing.
No, it is. I think it's if you have somebody that you want to spend the time with, I will take the time if I find there is there's somebody that I want to hang around with. If I could grab the kids and go someplace for 2 or 3 days, I'd love to do that. My sister's daughter's getting married in September up in Vermont, and we'll all be together for that. For 2 or 3 days, and that'll be a fun, neat thing because everybody likes each other, and we'll enjoy that camaraderie.
Except for your brother-in-law, right?
Nah, he's all right.
All right,
we're not going to do well in commercials here, but I'm going to give you the answer to this question. Mike, in Williamsport, what's the story with a bird?
Well, in the Middle Ages, when the French and the English would fight each other and use archery, of course, was the weapon of choice, and if they captured the other person, they would cut off that middle finger, then they couldn't pull the bow back. And if they escaped that, they would escape and they would show them their middle finger to the people that had captured them and in hopes of, we're coming back to fight another day. And I've never shot a bow, but I suspect without your middle finger, it would be tough to shoot it.
So how did you figure this out? How did you know this?
Interesting. That's very smart of you.
Yeah.
No. It's not very smart of me. I read it somewhere, and my head is filled with useless knowledge, and it's just more of the same.
That's not
a bad
thing.
Can you be our staff useless knowledge guy?
Yeah, that's a good
we'll
one.
Call you.
Sure, give me the call. I'm a helpline.
Yeah,
I have a helpline.
800, help me. Help! All right, Mike, good man. Hold on a second, and we'll make sure you get some of our free e-food. 20 after the hour on Good Day.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's Crizal. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Jason Lewis here. You know, we talk daily about all the crazy stuff going on, concerns with the economy, job loss, natural disasters. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for you and your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dried meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Company entrees are packaged in individual individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. Also, for a limited time, go to wisefoodstorage.com and enter promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com, promo code Lewis, and don't forget to request a free sample. Wisefoodstorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So,
that's what we've got.
Couple of sad passings today to report on. Legendary Motown singer-songwriter Nick Ashford passed away at the age of 70. So being a big smoker and using a lot of pot will do it for you. He had, however, a long string of soulful hits. Diana Ross, Marvin Gaye, funk hits for Chaka Khan. You know his music. You can kind of almost tell there's a signature sound to it.
Wrote this with for Ray Charles.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Marvin Gaye. Isn't that funny? Marvin Gaye was one of the house writers for Motown.
Yeah, right.
Yet sings a song written by another Motown artist. I mean, you don't think about Marvin Gaye singing someone else's songs.
No, not so much. Ashford and Simpson. A lot of great success stories, though. Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Reach Out and Touch Somebody's Hand. All I Need to Get You're All I Need to Get By. Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell, signature song. I'm Every Woman, he wrote by candlelight of sorts, I guess. Gave it to Chaka Khan to record. So lots of great stuff. So Nicholas Ashford passed away. Also, Jerry Lieber died. Jerry Lieber, responsible for some of Elvis's biggest songs. Lieber, Stoller.
One of the best songwriting duos of all time.
You got Stand By Me there?
I do have Stand By Me. Ben E. King?
Yeah.
Not Benny King.
No. Ben E. King.
Oh, stand by me. Take out the papers and the...
Oh, I love this one.
Yeah.
Wrote Hound Dog. He was 78. Let's see. What was his problem? He had cardiopulmonary failure. Another big smoker, I'm sure. Here's some of the things that people have.
a man in New Orleans.
Mike Scholar said he was my friend, my buddy, my writing partner for 61 years. Yeah. We met when we were 17 years old.
Wow.
Pretty amazing, huh?
I heard a story once about they were recording the Elvis Christmas album, you know, the red one with Elvis and the wreath in the background.
Yeah.
And they were one song short, and I can't remember which song it was, but they basically, I think it, it might have been
Blue Christmas. Threw it together.
In 15 minutes.
Yep, I know the song, and I'm trying to think about it.
They blew together one of these songs in 15 minutes.
Yep, and it was like astronomical what it did. Yeah, I wish I could remember which one it is.
How something like that, let me see if I can find it.
Yeah.
How your brain can work that way, where you're just like, you know what, let's try something like this.
Yeah.
And, let me see. No, it wasn't this. I'll find it. But it amazes me.
Phil Spector started working with these guys. This is where Phil Spector came from, these guys. It was Lieber and Stoller that taught Phil how to sort of look at music. And he went off on his own to create a lot of the things. On Broadway, I think he did with the Drifters. But that's not the song you're thinking about, Richie. These two guys.
Right, he did on Broadway too, yes.
Anyway, great music contributes to both Nicholas Ashford, Nicholas Ashford and Jerry Lieber passing away, lost to the music world. 28 after on Good Day.
Oh, yeah.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we have everyday low prices on the parts and accessories you need to keep your vehicle at its best. Our guaranteed low prices ensure you're always getting our best deal. In fact, we'll match any local auto parts store's price on any like item. We have the parts you need at prices you can be sure of. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 60-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings.
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings.
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
Your money is some savings. Savings.
Much better.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
After the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with a focus on football, high school, college, professional football, and other things that perhaps lead to trauma in your brain. Lots of attention paid to this. You may have heard me conversing with Dr. David Perlmutter about this. I've had, because of my own experience at Saraskan out in Denver, has almost become a household word here. The folks who run Saraskan are friends of mine, and so I decided I would go have my brain examined. And everybody laughed. They're going to find nothing in there or whatever. Well, they found something that was pretty troubling, and so I've been dealing with it and taking you on my journey as gone through this learning experience. The problems with dementia and Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and other brain disorders being chronicled now, and the attention being paid to them, much of it is due to the work at Saraskan, and the work involves a lot of NFL players, past and present. One of them is Jeb Puzier, who played football with Denver, Houston, Seattle, and also played college football for Boise State. He has now started to help athletes that have had these problems, providing a lot of information on how they can be helped. Jeb, welcome to Good Day.
Thank you for having me, Doug.
Let's talk about your football experience. At what age did you begin playing football?
I started playing my junior year of high school, a lot later than most kids.
Mm-hmm. And what drew you to the sport?
It was just different, challenging. I played every other sport, and it was one of those things where my buddies were like, why don't you play football? And so I did.
Wasn't the girls the cheerleaders or anything like that?
No, just my buddies.
All right, so you were fortunate. How many men are there that get to play 6 or 7 years in the NFL, the Broncos, Houston, and Seattle? And so experience in Boise State, perhaps a good place to start. That was when it became tougher, right? A lot tougher in college and then on to the pros than it was when you were playing in high school.
Right, and average lifespan in the NFL, most people don't realize this, is just a little over 3 years, actually.
Right. You know, Richie was saying that, 3 years you're in and you're out.
Yeah, it's quick. It's, you know, everyone has these long careers that all that everyone who, you know, sells jerseys have.
Right.
There's a big group of us that don't make it very long. So I was fortunate. I played over 7 years and enjoyed my time. But over that time, obviously, you take a lot of punishment to the body and the head.
Well, that's one of the things we want to talk about here, to get from your perspective. As I've told the audience, the benchmark for me was I looked at somebody, I don't know, I was not told, and I wasn't supposed to be told, but there was an NFL player, and the brain had just been examined before mine was done, and they used that as a benchmark as to, okay, what's going on in your brain? Here's another brain. And I got to see, this is when I really first started talking about it on the air a lot, when I saw these NFL players, and the doctors there explained to me, this is what this means, and my God, the brains were a mess. And then you hear stories about these various players that have committed suicide, and either that or they've gotten into Alzheimer's dementia and that sort of thing in their 50s, which is way earlier than most if they're going to be traumatized by this. It's not usually till you're in your 70s or 80s. So what goes on the field? What goes on with these athletes that causes this problem?
Well, the reality of a concussion is you don't fully know what has happened from a concussion until a year later.
Mm-hmm.
But within that year later, if you get another concussion, it takes a year from that to understand that first one.
All right, so you had how many concussions during your football career?
Well, usually when we ask that question to football players, they say two or three, because they only think of the big hits, the hits you see on Sunday.
Right.
We explain what a concussion is. If a concussion is just a little ding or sometime you shake your head, all the guys go, okay, I've had 200 to 300. And that's a pretty normal, I think, number.
200 to 300.
Wow.
Yes.
Crazy.
The thing is, you know, people see the big hits on Sunday. I think there was a huge one in the Denver game the other day where the guy was out for 7 minutes, if I remember right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so people, that's the concussion. But in reality, when you go back to practice on Wednesday, and as myself as a tight end, myself or and a linebacker run into each other, we both just hit each other, shake our heads off. Well, there's another concussion. And those build up over time. That's where we start having a lot of problems, is that encephalopathy that sets in. And as you continue to hit, I mean, before it goes through, it's a, football is almost a year-long sport now. So you just build these hits up more and more. And the problem that I foresee, and I know we see Mike Ditka and his group of guys unable to walk. Mm-hmm. I see this where players are at right now, a lot more brain problems than ever before, just because it's so long. It's a long year. Off season, just more and more problems.
So, but doesn't the NFL, I mean, the part of the settlement that was reached between the players and the owners dealt with this and how to handle the families, but dealing with it, if you're going to play, requires a better helmet, requires more protection, the game to be played differently. What's the resolve, if anything, to this, other than just, okay, we acknowledge this is the gladiator arena, and there are going to be X number of casualties, and that's the way it is.
Well, part of the problem is because, I mean, the Cerescan and their imaging does a great job of being a diagnostic tool for the
right.
players.
Yep.
And I love what they're doing, and they have done a great job of that. I myself got scanned as well.
Yep.
And
I wonder if that was your brain I was looking at. When I got
there's a chance. Who knows? We had a group of us that came in there and did it.
Uh-huh.
The problem is with the NFL is there is a lot of lip service. Even things that they say that they're doing, all the guys are going to have to do it anyway. So there's not much they're doing. I tell the guys they have to be self-involved. The NFL is a tough sport. You're in, you're out. What can you do for me today? And then you're gone. They really don't care. And that's the reality of it.
You're talking about the league? You're talking about the owners? What are you...
All the above.
Yeah. So you have so much meat on the wagon,
exactly.
And when you're gone, there's somebody else on the meat wagon that wants to jump off and play for a while.
Exactly. They'll do what it takes. And that's the hard thing with concussions is because there's not a Ben Roethlisberger or Kurt Warner where they were able to pull themselves out for one or two weeks just to, you know, get their head back. For someone like myself or a majority of the guys, if you have a head problem, well, they'll find someone who doesn't.
Yeah.
And so you can't say anything. You're tight-lipped, and you go about your business, or you're not going to have a job.
How much money did you make, guys making when you played? What was the average? So if you played six, seven years, were you comfortable when you got out, or how do you gauge your
Was it worth it?
Yeah, exactly, money-wise. Thank you, Richard.
You know, well, my wife's money now. I have a very smart wife, and she's done well with it. That's where I would say I'm fortunate. 80% of NFL players end up in financial trouble, bad trouble, within 3 years when they're done playing. 80% of players end up divorced within 3 years after they're done playing. And when I talk to guys, one of the things I tell them, the problem is with all these different concussions, if you have 2 to 3 inch concussions, well, different part of your brain is getting affected. So you perceive things differently. You learn things differently. You react to things differently. You're a different guy. And one of the problems that guys have with these divorces, because they're different guys when they get done playing. Yeah. And they stop their workouts. They stop their supplement, their regimen, all that. Yep. And everything just
falls apart.
Goes quick. It goes down.
Does that happen with you?
No, I've been fortunate. Being with Seriscan and understanding what's going on has helped me a lot.
So tell us what's going on, because sitting here talking to you, you seem like a very intelligent guy, a very level. I mean, I wouldn't know in talking to you that there is
your brain
any kind of
scrambled.
Damage. Right, yeah. So tell us what is going on that you feel was happening with
and
you.
And how did you know it was a problem, I guess, at the beginning?
The one thing I've always, I was an English literature major, and I was able to read 6-7 books at a time and not miss a beat with any of them. You know, I'd never even need bookmarks because I knew exactly what page I was on in each book, everything going on. And in football, I was able to study and continue being that way where it was easy. I was having trouble. I was having to reread things a lot. That's where I was having trouble. My attention, when I got onto something, would stay on that subject for a long time. And this is something, I use this example, and every football player goes, oh, my God, I have that problem. But someone would cut me off in traffic. Well, I would stay mad for an hour. I would take it out on my family. You know, I would just be frustrated over something else.
We were talking about something just like that, somebody flipping the bird to someone. What makes everybody so angry on the road? That kind of stuff earlier on, yeah.
Yeah, and just you're not able to switch over. You're like, I'm now at home with my family, things like that. And it affects the rest of your normal day. You know, when you wake up in the morning, you have the same thoughts, and you just fight stuff like that, or you're frustrated that you're cut, or, you know, whatever it is. And when they did a case series with Seriscan with the players, the number one place that was affected for all these players was the addiction area. So what happens is a lot of guys self-medicate themselves through medicine or alcohol, and that's something that I found real troubling in talking to guys. Or guys who never drank before are saying, I was drinking every night, and I don't even know why. I don't like to drink. Well, your brain's telling you to. So that was one of my areas affected. I know that area is affected. Therefore, I do things to try and help it. I do Pilates. I do breathing patterns. I listen to certain music, take certain supplements, eat a certain way. All those things can really help your brain continue to do well. And that's one of the things that guys have to understand.
Jeb, let me ask you, in the interest of time, as a parent, what would you advise? You have two children. What do you say to your friends who know this is going on with you about the seriousness of the brain injuries, the potential problems? What do you say to parents who are encouraging their children to play football?
I tell my son's not playing until high school, first of all, if he wants to. I'm trying to get him a baseball or something else. You know, it's a touchy subject because there's so much still unknown about the brain. And that's even, you look at the NFL physicians and team trainers, they're the same boat. They still don't know. And I think as a, you know, as a whole, it's now coming to light. We can watch just about any episode of 2020 or something like that, and there's going to be something on concussions lately.
Yeah, right.
And there's lots of different stories from high school to the NFL. And the hard thing is educating everyone and understanding this. And I helped with the Idaho legislation take and pass a bill, the Zach Lysted, a bill similar to that one in Washington with return to play. And I talked to a coach who said it was kind of annoying that they had to learn this. And I couldn't believe they said that. I was really frustrated. But there's patterns that people can understand with their own child if their studies go differently or, you know, just
you got to be mindful. Last question has to do with a comment you made. You said the NFL is paying lip service this problem. How about college, the Big Ten, where there's so much money and these big contracts, television and otherwise? What's the college level, no matter what the division, are they on it or not?
That's a hard thing because, you know, you have the smaller schools who can't afford to do certain things.
Yeah.
There's not much that I know, to be honest with you. I know I've talked to someone in that arena, but nothing that I really know about.
Yeah.
All right, so what, One more last question, then you can make this a yes or no.
The last question.
Would you do it again?
Yes.
Okay.
You play football again?
Yeah. I mean, it's what I loved is. It's great. It's a great sport. It's just that's part of the game. We sign a waiver every year that says you could die from playing football.
Great.
That's part of it.
Yeah. All right. That's fun.
Lots of food for thought here. Good to meet you, Jeb. Perhaps we'll meet some of your colleagues along the way because these stories are important to tell one way or another. You make up your own mind, but you have the information at least at your hand. Jeb Pulsier is a former Denver Bronco and working now in the area to try with athletes having these problems to educate them as to how they can take care of themselves better. Good, solid information, and I think that's what we need in order to know how to handle this with our children. Thank you, Jeb. 13 and a half for the hour, Dr. Cannon, 60 seconds on Good Day.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. It gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 60-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, medical expert for the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We've been talking a lot about the brain, Ken, and concussions and football and all the things that we're learning. I guess you're a cardiologist, and I'm just going to ask this on, just kind of the strength of we're looking into the brain, and that's important. There are places in the brain that can control, what is it, the
autonomic.
Yeah, thank you. The heart beats on its own. Can these things get messed up the same way as other parts of our brain can when they are, you know, in a situation of compromise like a concussion? What does that do to
Absolutely.
That?
There's a tremendous connection between the heart and the brain. You can have sudden cardiac death where the electrical activity starts beating so rapidly without control from the bottom of the heart from severe emotional issues. Tremendous relationship between the heart and the brain all through the nervous system.
All right. Interesting story in terms of health, one's health, marriage satisfaction. The update on that and what it does to your heart if you are or you aren't, I guess.
Out of the medical journal Health Psychology this week, Doug, people who are married and who undergo heart bypass surgery, they're more than twice as likely as their unmarried counterparts to be alive after 10 years. Amazing study.
So being married is good for you.
If you can undergo bypass surgery, it is.
In this circumstance. Good news for those who are critical of hospitals. I mean, at least we're always looking for some bright cloud because it's pretty dark in most hospitals. And I guess you could consider this information from that league.
This really is good news. And it came without any regulation, without any government fiat, without any punishment or incentive from the government. But hospitals, they're giving heart care faster for heart attacks. There's a door to balloon time, which us heart doctors talk about. It's the time it takes when you come to the emergency room and you get to the balloon to open up that blocked artery. It should be within an hour and a half. And about 5 years ago, less than half the hospitals were able to accomplish this. And now most hospitals are.
So what does that mean, time? Are you going to get in
time
under an hour?
Time is heart muscle. It means we're going to save more of your heart muscle and keep you alive a lot longer.
All right. Jennifer's mom went to emergency room the other night. You got about 30 seconds, Jennifer.
She had a really sharp pain in her head, no prior migraine history or anything like that. She bent over, huge pain, and she was pretty scared about it. So we took her to the doctor, and CAT scan was normal, but they still want her to go to her doctor to get checked out, and that won't happen until Friday.
Friday. So
they
what is
a CAT scan. They no stroke, and they're thinking maybe a migraine headache.
They did, said maybe probably not a migraine.
Not. Why did they think she was having all this pain in her head?
They just gave her pain medication.
Perfect. Sounds like a more examination needed. Dr. Ken on Good
Get
Day.
Checked yesterday.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS, 800-332-6784.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Plains Drifter, number one movie during this week in 1973. The High Plains, that was it a signature Clint Eastwood movie? It was very, it was dramatic. I don't say vicious, but certainly there was a lot of violence in it. I remember Jeff, what's his name, who was one of the bad guys in it, a lot of westerns and a lot of Eastwood movies. But that theme, my God, Rich, that's horrible.
It's heavy, isn't it?
My God. Terrible, terrible, terrible. All right, so anyway, that's one thing. We have our contest. This is a movie that I didn't like, and I never saw it, but I didn't like the star. That'll give you a hint.
This is a good way to introduce
it. Oh, yeah, so it's a Jim
something
Carrey
I did not
movie.
Like.
No, it's not a Jim Carrey
it's not
movie,
a Jim Carrey movie.
But you're close. The only difference between Jim Carrey and this guy is that this guy is dead. Other than that.
Oh, okay, so I know exactly who it is.
Right, okay. So
can
you'll
you say
listen.
SNL?
SNL, we can say, yes, that's part of it. Yep. All right, so this was the number one movie during this week in 1989. Chucker's not around today, by the way.
I'm going to love this movie.
You probably will, absolutely. Richie, anything I don't like, you like, and we understand that's the dynamic here. That's swell, that's good, that's
in the
cool.
Silly, stupid department, yes,
yeah,
definitely.
Right. Okay, so this is both silly and stupid.
This has another one of my favorite actors in it, doesn't
stupid.
It?
Yes, it has another one of your favorite actors in it. All right, let's stop with all the yak. Here's clue a number one.
How'd you like to spend the next several nights wondering if your crazy, out-of-work bum uncle will shave your head while you sleep?
Oh!
800. Oh. Not what you thought it was.
Totally. I thought it was the other fat, dead guy from SNL.
800-510.
Wasn't that nice?
He wasn't that fat. 800-510. This guy was fat. 800-510-8255. All right, Joe, you have three audio clips. If you've not heard this stuff before, first caller in who has not won before in Movie Moments gets the prize. If you can identify the movie, here's the second clip.
Would you just let me kiss it? Let me kiss it. You're not. Give me.
You have no idea what this is. No.
Yes, you do.
So stupid. No. Oh,
the director died last year, and he's one of the greatest directors
Richie
of the
loved this
films.
Director.
I know the star and the director that you're talking about.
All right, so let's get one more for the people that haven't gotten it yet. Last clip.
Where's your wife?
Don't have one.
How come?
It's a long story.
Do you have kids?
No, I don't.
How come?
It's an even longer story.
Are you my dad's brother?
What's your record for consecutive questions asked?
38.
I'm your dad's brother, all right.
You have much more hair on your nose than my dad.
How nice of you to notice.
I'm a kid. That's my job.
And you know who that kid is, too.
Absolutely.
800-510-8255. Even though I didn't like the guy, I'm chuckling listening to that last clip.
It's a funny movie.
Yeah. All right. So if you know what it is, help yourself. And in the meantime, we have a little bit of movie news as well. But more importantly, I want to get to what is this movie that's coming right up here on Good Day.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the custom fit orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
This is the anniversary of the gang from PBS having a feature film produced. Sesame Street gang, Big Bird, Oscar the Grouch, revolved around Big Bird leaving Sesame Street and joining a family of dodo birds.
I love Sesame Street.
All right, let's see if Jason, who's in Champaign, Urbana, has the name of the movie. What's the name?
Uncle Buck.
That was Uncle Buck. And who is the star?
John Candy.
Yeah, yeah, John Candy. Who is the kid?
Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
John Hughes film, yep.
Give this guy a big prize. Jason, you're a good man. Thank you very much. It's 59 past on Good Day.